Well, this takes about 15 minutes. If you find that that gets a bit too heavy for you for one reason or another, then just take a seat. But standing has this ability of making us feel quite grounded, you know, which is our place on the earth, you might say. So just and lifting up to the top of the head. Bringing the attention down the face so the eyes are just resting on the floor ahead of you. Jaw relax. Wind it about a bit or clench your teeth and release them. Clench the jaw, I should say. Lips together, teeth apart. Shoulders. Bend the squeeze. So your hands can be joined in front or by the side, whatever's comfortable. And bring your attention just to the soles of your feet. Just grounding our attention into the body. Just scanning the soles of your feet. Can you distinguish two types, at least, of sensations? So one is pressure. The other one may be temperature, coolness. And there's the more subtle sensations that tell you what you're standing on. Parts of the feet that you can't feel, very neutral. Just acknowledging how the sensations are always changing as the body rebalances itself. Acknowledging how the body rebalances itself, it doesn't need our direct control. And these sensations arise whether we want them to or not. So we're just taking our time, come up the body. What feelings can you get in contact with? Sensations. Areas which seem to be void. Can you get to the abdomen? Can you feel the breath there? Feel it more in the stomach area. Or is the chest more obvious? Shallow breath. Feel a heartbeat? Shoulders still relaxed. The jaw. and get to the scalp, just scan it like we did the soles of our feet. Now from there, without moving the eyes, just launch your attention completely outward. So become very much aware of the colours and shapes, any sounds, sense of other people around us. General atmosphere of the room. Our attention is completely out there. At the same time, bring in the in here. Become aware again of the feet, the breath. You get a sense of a global awareness. Well, this is the bubble of our awareness, our consciousness. And within that, the focus of the attention moves from one object to another. Just let it be drawn. One moment we're aware of the brightening of the light, the trickle of water, the breath. And just relax into this present moment. Wide awake. Relaxing like this into the present moment, abiding in the present moment, wide awake. You can let go for a while this idea of achieving something. So when we're in the process of achieving, in the doing mode, we're always trying to do something now for some future result. But when we're just being, this is the result. There's no reason for being beyond itself. Just the act of relaxing into a present moment, wide awake, abiding there, dwelling in the present moment. In this mode, there's no future. We don't have to plan, don't have to worry about what might happen. We're not going anywhere. In this mode, we've already arrived. The more we lose a sense of future, the more the present time seems infinite. And again, in this mode, just being, it's a mode where we're just receiving, we're just accepting. So we're not judging, we're not pushing things away with aversion, clinging on to things with attachment. No preference, no fear. Just relaxing into the present moment, inhabiting the present moment, wide awake. Open-minded, open-hearted. Abiding in the present moment, achieving nothing, going nowhere, being nobody. In this mode, we're developing 5 of the 7 factors that lead to liberation. So there's the awareness, there's the ability to focus, keep the attention still, concentration, and the energy needed to maintain that. Sense of calmness, tranquility, and perhaps the most important quality, equanimity. So that's this business of being open-minded, open-hearted, without resistance. When this platform is established, even for a moment, we then begin to investigate the teachings of the Buddha. So we bring in a sense of interest and a sense of investigation. It's coming from that place of don't know, not sure. And it's so important to develop this quality in ordinary daily life, just to be able to stop like this, constantly, after a phone call, after a conversation, after a meal. When we finish something, just to stop. And it allows us to see our next intention clearly. So now when we see an intention is unwholesome, it's not good for us, we just have to feel it, allow its energy to dissipate. And in that way we undo unwholesome habits. When we see an intention which is wholesome, we can empower it. Strengthen wholesome habits. It's very simple, just in this way. We can change ourselves, change our condition. But we have to have, you see, this sense of awareness, bright awareness, stillness. Next intention is to sit. So let's take our time, be aware of all the actions it takes. Pushing, pulling. You can use little noting words if you find them helpful, just to stop the mind wandering. But the attention is on the body, on feeling, movement. Intending to sit.